I know that this morning you've just made some commitment regarding senior care, so could you share some details to our audience?
Yes, we believe that long-term care should have no profit. It should not be about profit. It should be about making sure that our seniors get the care they need. And what we've seen in this pandemic is the worst conditions of care, where there was really bad conditions for our seniors, happened where there was for-profit long-term care. So we want to get rid of the for-profit. We want to make sure every dollar that we spend on long-term care goes to giving seniors the good food and care that they need, the hours of care that they need, and it doesn't go towards giving money to a rich company.
So how to ensure that the government has enough funding to make all long-term care homes public, and how much would it cost?
Well, it's costing us money right now, because what we do is at the federal government and provincial governments, we give money to long-term care. And that money goes to a company that's for profit, then some of that money ends up in the pockets of the shareholders. We think that's wrong. We don't think that makes sense. We'd rather spend all of our money on caring for our seniors, good quality food, good hours of care, making sure there's enough staff there. That's our commitment. That's our priority.
The Liberals said that if they re-elected, they will like spend billions of dollars to hire more staff in long-term care and do some improvement. Do you think that's really effective and enough for the senior care?
Not at all. Their plan is going to let for-profit long-term care continue. They voted against getting rid of profit in long-term care. And really what that means is when the military was called in to take care of our seniors, and they went in and saw what was happening, but in the for-profit, they saw people were not water, they were dehydrated, people were starving because they weren't fed, people were getting old, out-of-date medication, reused syringes. These are really horrible conditions. Those are going to continue. Those same conditions are going to continue. Our plan would change that.
So after this COVID-19 pandemic, we all know that healthcare is also really important for Canadians. Recently, there are some voices that call for improvement for the healthcare system. So what would the NDP do if elected?
We see the Conservative government under Harper cut health, and Justin Trudeau kept the same cuts in place. He kept those same levels of funding. And we would increase funding. And we would also expand our healthcare to things like medication coverage. Every other country in the world that covers healthcare includes medication because they realize it doesn't make any sense to give people the ability to go to a doctor or a hospital if they can't afford the medication they need to stay healthy. So we would include pharmacare or dental medication coverage. We also want to include dental care coverage so that people can get their teeth looked after.
I know many Canadians are focused on the plan for economic recovery and housing. So what would the NDP commit to do if elected?
We know that big money is competing with everyday Canadians when they try to buy their homes. There was a firm that a really bold announcement that they were going to buy $1 billion of real estate in Canada because they hope to make profits here. We think that's wrong. We don't think that a young person should have to compete with a rich and powerful U.S. company when they're trying to buy their first home. So we want to get the big money out of housing, and we want to build more homes that are in your budget.
How about the economy recovery plan?
We want an economy that works for people. We've seen in the past when the economy recovery plans have been put forward that there's lots of monies for the big corporations, but it doesn't actually help workers. We think that's the wrong approach. We want to make sure when we're investing in recovery, it actually helps workers.
So how about, would the NDP government maintain those support for small business and Canadians, such as like CRB and the Canadian wage subsidy?
Yeah, and continuing the supports that people need for as long as we need it, particularly for small businesses. What we've seen in this pandemic, for the large corporations and the big stores like the Walmart, they were able to do fine, but small businesses struggled. So we want to continue supports specifically for small business. We want to continue help for people that aren't able to get back to work.
So how about climate change? That's the other issue that our Canadians really worry about. What's your commitment for that?
For climate change, we want to take on the big polluters, and we want to create good jobs that help us reduce emissions. That's our approach. With Justin Trudeau, Canada with Justin Trudeau has the worst track record of any country in the world when it comes to emissions. Since Justin Trudeau has took power, our pollution has gone up instead of going down. And so that shows that he doesn't make this a priority.
Thank you so much, Mr. Singh. That's all for my question for today.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great to chat with you.